Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
It's Dave and Fionnuala. With a terrible excuse. Not of a story, but the story includes a terrible excuse. So the PSNI revealed that on Saturday they were out doing their classic road checks. 60, let them go. 60, let them go. 135 mile an hour, don't let them go. So they got up behind this car. It was a Mitsubishi Evo. Very high powered car, would love to own one, but it would be a death sentence for myself. And they travelled behind this car and it exceeded the speed limit. 135 miles per hour. That translates to about 217 kilometers per hour. They eventually got the car pulled in. What was their excuse for going so fast?
They're a flute.
They didn't offer up that excuse, but instead they said they were in a rush to collect a Chinese takeaway of Saturday evening.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Busiest time of the week for a Chinese takeaway. You should not be in that much of a rush because it's going to be not ready by the time you land.
217 kilometers per hour rushing for a Chinese takeaway. A terrible, terrible, terrible excuse. I suppose there was absolutely no excuse for speeding. However, what are some of the go-to best excuses you can whip out if you don't want to do something, don't want to see someone?
Oh, do you know what? Okay, we are past this time in our lives and we should be thankful for this for a lot of reasons. But for a good 2 to 3 years there, COVID was the most solid excuse. Because it affected everyone differently. You didn't have to be really sick with it. Obviously, you could be. But some people didn't have symptoms at all. But still, they couldn't go out for risk of spreading it. And it's not like anyone was going to say, oh, send me a picture of your antigen test there. You just kind of had to believe them. Oh, they've COVID. Oh, okay, right.
And even if you didn't believe that it COVID, you weren't going to chance and risk them and push them to come out to give you COVID. So it was a bit of a winner for the person who was antisocial, COVID. Now, I'd say some people had COVID for months and they didn't go to weddings, they didn't go to funerals, wakes, they didn't go to work over it, and they didn't have COVID at all. But when it was big, it was a solid, solid excuse.
I think, and I understand why you do this, but parents of young children, the child is sick. That's a solid excuse.
Classic.
Again, no one's looking for proof. It'll be very much taken at face value. Blame it on the child.
What is your go-to excuse? You want to get out of something. You don't want to go somewhere. Maybe even want to take a day off work without having a valid reason. What is the best go-to excuse? 087-1-102-107. And answer me this. If somebody tells you they can't come in because of a family emergency, are they under obligation to give more information?
Oh, they're not under any obligation. But they're certainly lying.
We need to hear from Enya. There is absolutely no reason to be speeding unless you are an ambulance driver, say you're a guard, maybe you're in the Ornellai trying to save somebody from the sea. Enya was caught by a guard, pulled in, and told them, I got distracted because the first Christmas song had just come on the radio and I was singing along to it. After a bit of convincing, he told me to go on. Happy Christmas. Bad guard. Bad Enya.
Did he ask you which song it was? Because if he had a favourite, if he is more an All I Want for Christmas person over a Fairy Tale New York person or vice versa, it could have gone either way for you, Enya.
It had to have been a faster Christmas song than Fairy Tale New York. That's what I'm
Good
saying.
Good point. Yeah, yeah.
Enya, bold. No excuses for speeding, even if it is a Christmas song at Christmas time. More solid ones. Migraine.
Yes. Although I've never had one, touch wood. I do have the utmost sympathy for people who get them. But again, a very hard one to prove.
We're not saying there's any excuses for speeding. Don't get this mixed up with, oh, if you tell a guard you have a migraine, he will let you off. No, that's not the case. Just if you don't want to do something or get out of something.
Yeah, excuses in general. I don't know if you find this, Dave. I find our working hours can be a good excuse for getting out of things that you don't want to do.
Come on.
Because I feel like if there's something you really want to do, you'll make an effort to you know, come in earlier and that you can scoot off after the show. But we have, you know, official set working hours. And sometimes if you don't want to go to something in the evening, you can just be like, ah, no, I can't now because of work.
What have you been invited to that you can't go to?
Nothing major, like, but just sometimes there might be something on that you're like, I'm not too pushing it.
Fionnuala, I think you're telling us half stories there now. There's something that you've been invited to recently and you said, I can't go, so I have to read the news at 7 o'clock. I couldn't be possibly making it next door to my neighbours at 10 past 7.
Couldn't possibly.
There are some good excuses, there are some bad ones, and they are the solid ones, like a good old family emergency. Kingfisher, the Blade de Pleffium. And what would your excuse be if you didn't pick up the phone on Friday? To how much in the cash machine? Hey!
Hi! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.